Now, let's open the phone lines for a group discussion. Now, these discussions help us to continue to become energetically coherent and unified. So, here we go.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good evening, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment that something happened within the last few days where I truly know that I am part of this collective that includes all the people on this conversation and those attending the Crystal Conference. And it was a deep knowing that I'm part of that collective, something I hadn't felt before at a very deep level, but all of a sudden it was there. It was just a knowingness, really a wonderful expression of love and unity. So I just wanted to go and offer that up.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you, Mark.
This is Marianne Bordeaux.
Hello, Marianne.
At first, I didn't notice anything different from after our last session because there was so much information and energetics in. But as I listened to the triadic message over and over, it felt like I was receiving more and more layers. And then we had that Easter call with Yeshua. And now, as I listen and focus, I can sense and feel each piece as it's spoken about. The ninth, tenth, 11th chakras, the seed crystals, the indigo color codes, the Zeon particles. In fact, as Archangel Gabriel was speaking earlier, I could feel them one at a time. And then when I rest in these energies, I get a sensation of a gentle, giant heartbeat all around my field. Physically, I'm mostly aware of what's happening in my head area. The left eye, my ears, and even my teeth are pulsating. But probably the most validating for me is my breathing passages or nostrils. For years, whenever I resonated with a truth on a deep level, my breathing passages would suddenly feel very open and clear, but nothing like I'm experiencing lately. It's definitely on an accelerated level. I guess that's to go along with that gentle, giant heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for me.
Well, that's pretty spectacular. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hi. I thought I'd share a visual that came to me that I was working with during a meditation this weekend, where I was found myself in the center of like almost a spider web that was reaching out in all directions, like, and it was like the axitonal lines. And then there was the spider that came in Native American. They talk about grandmother spider woman. And she came and she connected up the silk threads into my meridians. And then it was like, and then when the seed crystals activated, it was like you could feel the vibration coming in through the threads of the spider web. And it tied back into the, you know, all the way into the Andromeda galaxy and all the different galaxies, and these, you could feel the pulses of the holograms riding in through the spider web. So that was kind of a fun imagery to play with. That's all.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's very, very expansive. You know, there's an expansiveness to it. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Sharka. I followed the instructions of the triad from the last lesson, and I have written down my experience in few words, and I want to talk about the last week, the session with Yeshua, Joe, John, and Joan, when we changed the present by recreating the past. We did it for humanity and ourselves, by changing the sorrow and sadness about Yeshua's resurrection into thrill and joy. At that time, I have also discovered and changed one big anomaly. This lifetime, I would refuse to go to funerals, unconsciously thinking I am not needed because I could not help anyway. During the resurrection session, I remembered the time of grieving in the chamber where Yeshua's seemingly lifeless corporate body was held. I remembered being one of those who were asked to leave. At the time, I thought that I was asked to leave because I could not help. I did not realize that I could not help because I could not keep my emotions contained. Now I know that with transformed emotions from sadness and sorrow into thrill and joy, I can be of help to anyone who will allow my influence. That's my sharing.
Oh, thank you, Sharka. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
This is Beth in Switzerland.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
I just came back from the south of France last night, where I really had a wonderful experience in the Mary Magdalene area where she spent the last 30 years of her life. Mm-hmm. And just to follow on what Sharka just said, it was really joyful. And although we know she spent a lot of that time trying to transmute her great grief, she channeled it into learning and being a real role model. So it was an extraordinarily joyful place, and I interacted a lot with the elementals there. Everything was so light. It was so beautiful. I thought of our collective, as Mark said. I think we do realize that we're carrying a collective spirit wherever we go and whatever we do and however we interact. So just saying, it was very beautiful, and I carried that for all of us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for doing that. That was wonderful. Well, okay, if nobody else is going to talk, I will. I have to share this because this is one of the few times that something occurred to me that was unexplainable. This was on Easter evening, and we were listening to Yeshua explain what really happened during the resurrection, which was totally different than the silly novels that were written about at the time. And I was totally enthralled with that. I was not thinking about, obviously, about myself at all. I was just thinking about what he was explaining and taking in the knowledge. And then all of a sudden, and I was sitting in a chair, I noticed in front of me a ghost-like sheet. Not that it was totally wasn't invisible, but it was just there. And very slowly, it just came toward me and came into my body. And, it freaked me out. And I was just speechless. And I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't share it with Joan that evening. It took me until the next day to be able to talk to her about it and go through it and understand what had happened. And through another channeling, I realized that we are going to be experiencing three layers in this new process. And that was my first layer. And at the time, I had no idea. I've never experienced anything like that. And so, but I just wanted to share it with you just because it was so neat. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hello, this is Anne-Marie. I want to share that I received the geometry in the form of a beehive. It was a brilliant golden light. And all the cells were really brilliant, and I associated it with maybe this group that we are working with together.
Oh.
In this energy. And a couple of days later, I also received a heavy download, and all of my head was filled with this electric energy, and the body was really vibrating. So this is one of the things I wanted to share.
Wow, that was great. Thank you. Well, haven't had we all had some amazing experiences, huh?
Hello, this is Lindley. How is everyone?
Great, Lindley.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
I wanted to share about that piece that I listened to with Jojette and Joan and Yeshua and John.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it in the first time I followed everything, and it was an extraordinarily moving experience. So I decided to listen to it again. And the second time was really profound. Instead of Yeshua's corporeal body being there, I saw my older sister. And she has been struggling for quite some time with very serious and challenging health issues. And the outcome of that allowed me to release the fear of her transitioning. And that was just so needed. Then I saw the 99-year-old woman that I was working with, Carmela, and whatever residual I was feeling about that was released. And the reason that I'm sharing this, I remember reading on Facebook, on our Facebook page, that another member was grappling with a huge loss. So my suggestion, because I found it so healing, is perhaps she could listen to it and see her loved one in that position and give herself permission to experience the joy and the release from sadness. So I wanted to say thank you to Jojette and to Joan and to you, John, and, of course, to Yeshua for allowing that experience. And that's my sharing.
Super. He was kind of special that night, wasn't he?
Hi, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. My experiences this session they've been very physical, so a lot of resonance. I loved the part about color being sound or having sound, and that was a new, kind of a new integration. So I've had sound vibrating in my head. It vibrates all the time, and it's interesting because I'm stepping back and allowing it to show me what it's about rather than trying to grab on or understand. And the experience I'm having is it's of the term simultaneous knowing. It's almost like there are so many different threads of knowing that are present. It's different than being present and observing a neutral witness and having like multiple channels open. It's almost like a, anyway, different knowing. And I was experiencing, someone was doing a channel, it wasn't through this group, and they were doing a channel, and I was speaking it right along with them. So I knew what they were going to say right at the same time they were saying it, and it was quite fascinating to play with it. And I feel like what I'm being shown now is the alignment of the creational process, and within that are the Zeon particles, and yet they're being revealed to me through my presence within this vibrational state. Let's put it that way, this alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite magical. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you for sharing. Is there anyone else who would like to share before we move on?
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for sharing. It was really interesting. And educational. So now, before we move on to the Q&A session with the triad, followed by a channeling and a guided meditation, We wanted to remind you that our next session will take place on May the 9th. Also, we will have a pre-conference call on Tuesday, May the 30th, at this course, same time, same place. So please put these dates on your calendar. You wouldn't want to miss them. Again, May the 9th and May the 30th. And again, when the meditation is completed, our session for the evening will be over. So let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our guests for the evening.